This is Little Blue Stem, which was harvested near Wisconsin Heights. And this is...
The project is the brainchild of Robert Procell, a papermaker from Iowa.
Cooked down, it's been harvested right time of the year, and then dried and then redded, which is a natural process of getting it to break down using the enzymes that are on the plant.
He's not a veteran, but he feels a strong connection to warriors and their stories. At a UW-Madison art studio, he shows me the buckets of plants from the Black Hawk Trail he harvested to blend with shredded soldiers' uniforms to make paper. His warrior connection is Chief Black Hawk, the legendary leader of the Sauk Fox tribe, who defended his land against white settlers in Iowa and Wisconsin in the early 1800s. Black Hawk died in prison in 1838. Posell's family used to own land in Portage, Wisconsin, near where Black Hawk fought. Now he's helping vets shred their uniforms and combine them with the pulp of native plants that grow on the Black Hawk Trail.
Transforming them into paper in order to commemorate Black Hawk's death on Saturday and also the warrior culture in the U.S.
Black Hawk's life as a warrior resonates for Iraq War veteran Nathan Toth of Manakwa. He served in the Iraq War in 2003. He shredded his uniform over the weekend and plans to write on it about his war experience.
I was in the Navy. I was on an aircraft carrier. I'll write some things about that. I had some friends that were killed in combat. I'll write a little bit about that and what that feels like, and just possibly some of my transformations into an average veteran into an anti-war veteran.
Project's founder is Iowa Iraq War veteran Drew Cameron.
You know, the uniform, obviously, there's a lot of symbolism that's connected with it, and to be able to take it as an individual and transform it into your own is very empowering.
Cameron says the goal is to offer veterans a way to express their innermost feelings about their combat experience.
The work can be dark, sometimes it can be healing, sometimes it can be reflective on militarism, its effects on children in this country, its effects on families and people who have been left behind. It's really kind of an open forum for people to create from. We believe that all uniforms should be turned into paper.
About a dozen veterans took part in the Combat Paper Project in Madison. The next workshop is in Atlanta, Georgia, next week. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.